Hi, welcome to Colonial Williamsburg, past and present. For July 4th, we turn our thoughts to independence. I'm Lloyd Dobbins, and this is Independence Day. Today I'm speaking with Carolyn Wilson, and at Colonial Williamsburg, she interprets Betty Randolph. The Randolphs were one of the very first families of Virginia and all that.
No, indeed they were, Lloyd. They were. Actually, the Randolph families that we interpret were the ones who were descendant of Sir John Randolph, the only Virginian ever knighted by the crown.
Uh-huh.
So if you consider it, in a way, they are descendants of some pretty proud Virginia, not necessarily nobles, but titled.
Oh, okay. Was the family united behind American independence, even though they were descended from titled?
I don't think anyone, even in their own individual opinions, was united, and the family certainly was. And it's actually a very tragic story. When you think of the American Revolution, you do think of, in a way, the good guys versus the bad guys, mm-hmm. those who wish for independence and those who insist upon imposing tyranny. But in the Randolph family, it's much more complicated than that, just like the whole story is much more complicated than that. They are loyal to the crown, obviously. That's where their fortune, their entire livelihood came from. But when it gets down to actually making a decision as to who will govern me, who will control me, the Randolph men have a very decided split. One of them is very much in favor of supporting the king. The other one, while he's not against supporting the king, he's not supporting Parliament in any way. So that's where the break begins. Mm-hmm. It's very slight. It's not they're at each other's throats all the time. It's that they don't agree about the way that they're going about things. So it's not that they're against freedom or liberty. Those words are far too grand. They're actually more against the method of which mm-hmm. they discuss these matters.
My brother and I, when we disagree, simply don't speak about it. Did that occur to the Randolphs?
I have no idea, but I'm afraid we have to play it that they do speak about it, because that's what we do. And John Randolph, who goes down in history as being known as John the Tory, speaks quite frequently and quite loudly on his opinions that if you are going against civilization, you're going against your own loyalties, that if you're going against the greatest empire in the world, that you're a traitor, that you have no reasonable sense of understanding how civilization operates. You must have order. You must have those who obey the laws. That's what they're there for. If you don't like the laws, you change the laws. It's not that his side is actually wrong. It's that his side is very different. Mm-hmm. And that's the story that we like to tell here. Because when you think of the American Revolution, it's very clear cut. But it's not. It's a civil war. The story of the American Revolution as a civil war is played out entirely in the Randolph family. And it's very tragic.
Mm-hmm. Well, Peyton Randolph, who was Betty's husband, mm-hmm. was at one time called by the Williamsburg militia, the father of his country, which sounds very unlike John.
Mm-hmm. If you were to hear Jack Flintham playing John Randolph, he would say that my brother is the most popular man in Virginia. And he would also follow up with, but I never sought for any sort of popularity. Taking the higher road, in a way, is his take on it. When you speak of your country, you're speaking of Virginia. And he indeed is the highest elected official in Virginia. He's a man that has a great deal of power, but with that popularity. And we all know how much power goes with being popular. Mm-hmm. And he's always the one who's at the front of everything. He's always the one that has to be in the lead. And that's almost inherited in a way. The Randolph family has to be there. The son of Sir John naturally would be at the front of everything. But the son of Sir John, who's educated in England as a barrister, the son of Sir John, who has a personality that's charismatic and strong and a good leader and able to bring different sides together to help them serve their country, that's the kind of person Peyton Randolph was. So when the militia welcomes him back in that way, they're honoring him, but in a way they're honoring themselves mm-hmm. because they're the ones. This is their government. This is their system. And they're proud of him for using his constitutional right to speak his mind, to protect his rights and liberties, to look after the people of Virginia.
So the Randolphs were, among other things, quite wealthy,
mm-hmm.
had slaves. Betty Randolph had domestic help slaves.
I'll say.
Do you know how many, by the way?
Oh, sure, 27. We have a detailed inventory of everything that Peyton Randolph possessed. The inventory was taken just after he died.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's needed to probate the will. 27 slaves in the household with Peyton Randolph, his wife Betty, and their niece Elizabeth Harrison.
Was there any discussion of freedom and liberty and independence while you had 27 slaves in the house?
Isn't that the irony of it all?
I mean, it's just...
As a 21st century person, that's one of the hardest things that we have to portray because it's hypocritical. It's wrong. Everything that we know about this story is just wrong. But by the same token, we're not in the 21st century when we're in character. We're in the 18th century, and we have to speak with 18th century values.
Mm-hmm.
So when we speak of liberty for ourselves, we're speaking of it in very specific terms. We're not saying that, while, of course, liberty is our lifeblood, we're not saying that that's necessary for slaves. They're property. They have absolutely no rights. They have no reason to even consider that liberty is theirs for the taking. Same thing for women, actually. A woman in the 18th century, at least the way I portray her, is one who is accepting of her role. She's given certain parameters, and her duty is to be the very best of what she can in that role. So Betty Randolph, while she may not be able to vote, she may not be able to hold any public office. She has no political privileges. She has all the rights of a British subject. Liberty is a very...
Liberty is white male.
In a way,
yeah.
In our perspective. But in the 18th century, that's not it. They're speaking for everyone, but within the confines of their beliefs. If we free our slaves, and this is the way I played in character, I would be doing them a disservice. I would be putting them out in the street where they could be hungry, where they don't have a roof over their head, where if they're sick, there are none to take care of them. That's the life they enjoy as a slave of one of the most powerful men in Virginia. They live better than the average Virginian does.
Really? Well, I guess money is money. Whenever you have it, it just really doesn't matter.
That's the truth of it. They're well-dressed. They're well-fed. They are cared for when they're old and infirm. And when I make that argument in character to people of our time, they're appalled. And they should be. But that's what I want to draw out from them. I want them to know, absolutely without certain, that slavery is an absolute evil. And I also want them to know why it happened, because they just let it, because they accepted it as part of society, because it was part of their lifestyle. If Betty Randolph wanted to live in that big house and throw all those parties and have her hair done and dressed and everything she wanted at her beck and call, she had to own human beings. And that's a tale that's very hard to tell.
Oh, yeah. On the other hand, you seem to be trying and enjoying trying it. I mean, you obviously enjoy your character.
It is so fun. It is absolutely the best time. I have the greatest job. Because I have many important stories to tell. I feel like I'm helping. I feel like I'm educating. I think if we didn't tell the story truly, we'd be... We wouldn't be honoring the people of the past. And I'm not talking the people as necessarily our nation builders. They get plenty of honor, and in their own way, they should. What I'm talking about are those people, just like today, the people who make things happen and who get no credit. If you want to look at it from a different perspective, why did Peyton Randolph or any other founding father have the time to do what he did, especially the Virginians? How on earth would he have the time to pursue natural philosophy, religious philosophy, political philosophy, whatever it is that makes him have these grand notions to stand up against a power that's greater than anything that they could possibly imagine confronting?
Mm-hmm.
And that's because there are people behind the scenes. Peyton Randolph has a manservant at his side all the time. If he needs something, he just looks at Johnny and he'll go fetch it for him. He hardly even has to say anything. And just as his wife, she's the one who makes the home. She's the one who makes it ready for him. She's the one who relieves him of that burden. So everyone plays a role. It's just not everyone plays a role that's famous.
I was curious about that. I read a book about a year ago for some other work I was doing, and it said that the hardest job at any plantation was the woman who ran it, the wife of the master. Do you think Betty Randolph would have agreed with that?
No.
Why?
Because she's a lady. In my interpretation of Betty Randolph, I'm completely made up, but I will say that my mother taught me that a lady's duty is to see that her home is in good order and that everything about the home is just as it should be, that she knows how to cook and clean, that she knows how to manage servants, to keep household accounts, to see that the household is well supplied, that all of her husband's entertainments are conducted properly, and to put all the guests at ease. But a definition of a true lady is she may work from dawn till dusk, but she never looks like it, and she would never act like she labors in any way.
That's Colonial Williamsburg, past and present this time. Check history.org often. We'll post more for you to download and hear.